Anyway, I would like to, because this, of course, is what everyone is really waiting for. I would like to start off by congratulating Alex Jones on completing his mission as an agent of the American government and setting back the Second Amendment movement in this country by about 50 years. Good job.
Yeah, I agree with that. When I saw this, and then we, of course, we get a lot of email of people thinking this is so good.
No.
You could tell by the way Pierce handled it, because he is easily – you can see when he's easily rattled. He wasn't rattled. This whole thing was scripted.
Well, the thing that you have to see, what I noticed immediately, he was not behind the desk. This show was typically done – with Pierce on one side of the desk and the guests on the other side. They had two stools up in front, like they're in the actor's studio, you know, literally on a stage. And, Alex Jones has his script in his hand, and he was the only one talking, so it was almost like a monologue. And it was so obviously set up. I mean, you can't tell me that anyone who has been in the media business for 20-plus years, as Alex Jones says, did not know that what was going to come of this was that he was become the poster child for all things crazy. In fact, I just have a few clips.
Yeah.
Very short.
Lunatic.
Of the lunatic.
Let me start by saying I was going to just avoid this topic, but I have no problem discussing it.
Because I have a couple things that are interesting that need to be discussed. So here's some short clips. This is actually a chunk there from the best video podcast in the world.
All right. Now, I don't know if you've seen Alex Jones, but he's a nut. He believes in every conspiracy there is in the world. But if you weren't sure about it, well, he went on Piers Morgan last night because he's the guy that started the movement to get Piers Morgan kicked out of the country. And madness ensued.
Okay, so that's a chunk. Then we have MSNBC.
Do the shocks have guns? How does this apply? Listen, Alex, I know there's a lot of sides to the gun control debate, but there's one thing we can all agree on. After watching you act like this, there is not one person in the United States of America who would say, let's get that guy a gun. I'm done talking now.
Totally agree.
Totally agree. Here's more on CNN.
Last night, he kind of went off his rocker telling Piers that more guns mean less crime.
Welcome back to Early Start. It's 11 minutes past the hour. Fireworks.
This is a continuous, every hour they updated the story on CNN.
On Piers Morgan's show, as he sat down with the guy who wants to see him deported. Radio host Alex Jones created the Deport Piers Morgan petition to protest the CNN anchor's anti-gun position. And last night, he brought the crazy and pro-gun tirade.
Rambling tirade!
Take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street.
This, by the way, was perfect. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Megan Ford had their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
And let's get more crazy.
So that guy has, by his own count, like 50-something guns. Just put that in your back pocket for a moment.
Just what? You know, that's the crazy people who got 50,000 guns. Okay, so it's very obvious that this was set up to create this type of a response. And of course, what you get from that then is guys on YouTube who have gun shows doing stuff like this.
Hi, this is Jim Shaker for Tactical Response, and I'm kind of mad right now. I just got a news update. Today is the 9th of January, 2013, that Vice President Biden is asking the president to bypass Congress and use executive privilege, executive order, to ban assault rifles.
Now listen how this guy's cadence is going to increase just like Alex Jones.
To impose stricter gun control. Fuck that. I'm telling you that if that happens, it's going to spark a civil war, and I'll be glad to fire the first shot. I'm not putting up with it. You shouldn't put up with it. And I need all you patriots to start thinking about what you're going to do. Load your damn mags. Make sure your rifle's clean. Pack a backpack with some food in it and get ready to fight. I'm not fucking putting up with this. I am not letting my country be ruled by a dictator. I'm not letting anybody take my guns. If it goes one inch further, I'm going to start killing people.
Okay, so this is a setup, okay? Now, the things Jones said, by the way, I don't disagree with them. But to do this in this scripted manner, to create this incredible tension between pro and anti and crazy and not crazy was, I mean, it's the worst thing he ever could have done if he was sincere, which I am now convinced he is not. CNN, of course, with Piers Morgan, ratchets this all up and talking, you know, about killing Alex Jones. This is all built into it, and Alex Jones, of course, immediately is putting these videos on his website.
With you, this debate is raging as it has done for a long time in America. Do you believe that Sandy Hook represents any kind of tipping point in favor of new gun control legislation?
This guy is who's talking is actually a sports writer. This is how low they've sunk.
Violence that was born in violence that loves the image of the frontiersman and the cowboy. And having guns, you know, there was a lot of protest. I think the only politician who's really trying to do anything is Michael Bloomberg. I don't see President Obama doing very much. I mean, we had another incident in Aurora, Colorado, where he did nothing. Mitt Romney did nothing.
Yeah, Mitt Romney had nothing to do when he was running for president, idiot.
It's a ridiculous. What could he do? Mitt Romney did nothing.
It's an idiot. But this guy is brought on to do the killing threat. Check it out.
This argument, how can we possibly have assault weapons? And frankly, why do we need guns? We don't need guns. We have 10,000 murders a year. As you tried to tell that big fat idiot last night, how many murders by gun were there in England? What, 33?
Ooh, it's 33.
Pathetic, but I don't see any change. It is pathetic. It is ridiculous that you are allowed, I don't care what the justification is, that you are allowed in this country to own a semi-automatic weapon, much less a handgun. But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah, in uniform.
So these people are essentially, that's very interesting.
Well, wait, but there's more.
No, they're all for the peacemaking. Oh, yeah. No guns, but they'd
but
love
kill
to
him.
See that.
Kill him. Now, so Pierce Morgan, who, of course, is obviously in on this, he calls in to the CNN morning show, and I have two little clips here that really explain. Well, first of all, this first one will explain exactly the timing of all of this, along with Sandy Hook, obviously. You know that CNN has a new boss that came in. Is it Jeff Zucker? Is that who it is, John? You know this guy.
Yeah, the
you?
Guy who screwed up NBC. He's the guy who put Leno in at 10 o'clock. And then had to fire Conan to put Leno back to his old hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's Zucker. The guy is, and if you look back, he is terrible. He's terrible. He's an incompetent, terrible person.
But he's also a hatchet man. I mean, he is. He.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a hatchet man.
So
he's firing people left and right.
Let's listen to what Pierce said this morning.
America's problem. There are 300 million guns in circulation. You're never going to get those out of circulation. So you have to be realistic in the goals and in what you're trying to achieve. What I've noticed since I've been on air at CNN, nearly 2 years now, it'll be 2 years next week, is there has been a proliferation.
Contract renegotiation, 2 years next week.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Next week.
Means he's
contract time. He needed to, and by the way, didn't work. I mean, they still only had 100,000 people in the age group 18 to 34 and 200,000 people in the age group 34 to 100. And then, which is
you got a lot of traction online, though.
Yeah.
And you saw it in your email.
Yes. Now, he said something else during this this fantastic interview where, of course, I mean, it just blew me away what he's going to say at the end of this clip, because it shows to me, if you want conspiracy theory, this sets it up.
Be the tipping point.
I literally am out of time, but I have to go there next. The White House actually responded to this petition that's, I think, over 100,000 petitions to have you kicked out. They have to respond to this. This isn't a joke.
Yes, it is. It's a complete joke. They only respond to what they want to respond to, you idiot.
What did they say?
Well, it's very interesting. I thought Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, said two things. One, that they would be making a formal response, so President Obama will decide whether I'm going to be deported or not.
He does not. You see how he's making this into something real? This has nothing to do with Obama determining whether you're going to be deported or not. You complete malarkey, this.
But I thought there was a clue, perhaps, to that decision-making thought process in the second part of the
statement. Now, listen carefully.
Which said that they wanted to remind people that they respect the right of freedom of expression, which is, of course, a constitutional right under the First Amendment. And there is an irony here, actually, about people who want to deport me for supposedly attacking the Second Amendment, and yet that would in itself be a flagrant breach of the First Amendment, the freedom of speech,
and
particularly with the press. It's noted there. And I think that this debate has to be had. It has to continue. It cannot be allowed to die just because a story fades out after a couple of weeks. There will be another mass shooting in America in the next few months, and we all know this. And the
I'm sorry. John, did you know this? Did you have this information?
No, I mean, they only happen once every couple of years, generally.
No, in the next few months, and we all know this. I mean, he must be talking about some group that he's in, because I don't know this. We all know this.
Well, they all know it, whoever they are, this group.
Well, he says, we all know this.
There will be another mass shooting in America in the next few months, and we all know this. And the
Unbelievable. So I only have one more clip and then I can move off of this. But I want to make it very, very clear. This is my position. And I have long suspected that this was going on. I've long suspected this. But now I know for sure. It started with, you know, the trumping up some noise by not wanting to take off his shoes at ATX on his way to New York for the interview. You know, total malarkey.
Right, with a photo of him that coincidentally, a perfect photo of him shaking his finger at a TSA guy that was all over, that was on the net. Who took that picture the first place?
From the side.
The whole thing was staged.
Yeah. It's all staged. And the sad thing, in a way, is that what he says, you know, I agree with, mostly. Certainly, you know, the suicide pills and everything, it makes total sense. But you're not going to, not a single person who watches Piers Morgan, who, unless they already are on board with some basic reality, you're not going to affect a single person. And anyone could have told him this, he should know this. You know, you cannot do this, and particularly the way that was set up, you're only going to create more tension and make everyone who listens to any of or watches any of his programming, but anyone who even slightly is related to an alternative media source, you're going to make them turn them into complete outcasts. And that's everyone who is already listening to our show as well. So the thing that I'm going to wrap this up with that that is not getting, you know, going viral everywhere on YouTube is what happened after Jones was on with Piers Morgan with Alan Dershowitz. And that's the conversation where it's very, very important, because here's a lawyer and his credibility is going to be established. And then he's going to start putting legal terms on individuals who believe that there's a right to owning a gun, who are against, you know, the legislation that is forthcoming, you know, people who have an alternative opinion. And this is the really, really, it's very well done to have this set up and then bring in a lawyer like Dershowitz, very famous lawyer. Is he really a divorce lawyer initially? Is that what he's famous for?
You know, Dershowitz is famous for being a civil rights attorney and a hard-ass one. He's extremely left, mean-spirited guy you don't want to come across in a dark alley.
So, right. So, you know, if you label yourself a crackpot, or if you're labeled a crackpot, or if you listen to a crackpot, you're going to have a problem. Now we're going to stop this three or four times throughout the clip.
I want to bring in Alan Dershowitz, who's agreed to defend me from deportation. Very kind of you. I think you defended John Lennon, no less.
Okay, so he's going to defend Piers Morgan, and let's establish his credibility. You know, he defended John Lennon, who, of course, we only know as the peace-loving beatnik. So Piers Morgan now comparing himself to John Lennon. Very smart move.
Interesting encounter there with Alex Jones. He's the guy behind this petition to have me deported. He's really one of the reasons why I'm so concerned.
You, do you see where this is going, people?
About the lack of gun control in America. He's a man that owns 50 weapons. He has a sort of pathological view about it. He seems unhinged to me. The irony of these gun rights guys saying to me that I'm rude to them won't be lost on my regular viewers, I'm sure.
All 10 of them.
I try to stay calm. And really, there's no other way of dealing with him, because he's just a sort of ranting guy who doesn't want anybody to grab his guns.
You see, so Jones has not even left the studio, and this is already taking place. Because this was the setup. This was what was meant to happen. And I know Jones is complicit in this.
But no sense of awareness about the wider issue of a particular type of weapon being used to commit these mass outrages.
Well, we lawyers refer to people like that not as witnesses, but as exhibits.
Mm. Ooh, an exhibit. Here you go, because it's evidence, John. That's what's going on.
He was an exhibit, like a piece of evidence. You just Woo-hoo! See him speaking, and you say to yourself, I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons. And if he got really mad at something I said, or if I disputed his contentions, or I told him he was lying about the FBI statistics.
Wow. I mean...
Well, I like the way they do that. That was very good.
Slick, isn't it?
And we don't know that he was lying about the FBI statistics, but you throw it in it that way, and it's absolutely stunning.
But there's more.
The people who eat this stuff up are the ones who scare me, but go on.
Yeah. Hey, now.
And that he was lying about the claim.
Listen to even his cadence. You know, first it's like, I'd be afraid to go to his house because he's got 50 guns in his home, and he would shoot me if I disagreed with him. And he was lying, and he was lying.
More guns equal less crime. I would be worried he would grab for his semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic.
What really would concern me about somebody like him is the amount of influence he has, a growing influence.
Now, this is for you. This is for you, citizens. You, for all of you listening.
Yeah,
he's growing millions of people listening to him. Some of his YouTube rants have got tens of millions of people watching them. And he foments this fear of a tyrannical regime, and that is why everyone in America needs to be armed with AR-15s. And it's the stuff of nonsense, isn't it?
I mean, well, it's much more dangerous than nonsense. I mean, he was essentially comparing President Bush to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part, but okay.
I think he was comparing Obama.
Well,
to Adolf Hitler. Did he say Bush?
That's what Dershowitz just said. But
yeah, because Dershowitz wants to make sure the association
is
not
still
with
Obama,
Bush,
of course,
as a bad guy, as opposed to even bringing Obama's name into the conversation.
Of course.
Nonsense. I mean, he was essentially comparing President Bush to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
He was saying that somebody, the criminal elements within our banks, the Bloombergs.
Throw some Jewish names out there.
But the national banks. You can't dismiss him as just a crackpot, because millions of Americans tune into him now on a daily basis and believe what he
says.
But
let me tell you.
That is why, to me, he's a very relevant guest here, and he perfectly exemplifies the problem.
But the reason you perform such a great service by having him on is he usually preaches to his own little paranoid choir.
Paranoid!
People who listen to him are either listening to him for entertainment purposes, the way I sometimes listen to Rush Limbaugh, or because...
Even if you listen for entertainment purposes, you're contaminated! It's a fact! Science is in! We're all going to die.
I can't believe it.
You get all kinds of kudos for putting this package together.
I'm sorry?
I think this package is fantastic that you produced here.
Oh, well, I have a little more just about the war on ammo in general, because...
No, I would get back to this Dershowitz. Was any more from him?
No.
The guy's a propaganda machine. It just spews out of him.
He's good, isn't he?
He does misdirection when he refers to things. He has all the right talking points built in a very unique way, the way he throws in semi-auto. He's not going to bring a pistol out and shoot. He's going to bring out a semi-automatic, by the way, and a semi-automatic that we're going after right now, not handguns. We can do that later.
Yeah, of course.
It's amazing how – I mean, he is really one of the most dangerous men in America, Dershowitz. He's out – I mean, like I said, you run into him in an alley. God knows. I mean, this guy is good.
So just to wrap up this part, Jones, if he didn't know that this was going to be the result, then he's dumber than I thought. And I'm sorry.
Now, you know, there's way too many things he's done in his show that I have personal knowledge of. I mean, he talks about, you know, with the Berkeley riots. He talks about a number of things that I have personal knowledge of, and he's wrong. He lies. He does lie.
Well, I don't care about that.
So I don't think he's dumb. He was a complicit. I think this was scripted.
Yeah.
I think he was brought on for a purpose. He figured he can get his numbers up because there's, you know, again, you know, there are people that think it's like you played the gun nut guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that, you know, he gets it goes into this crazy rant. There's a lot of people that feel that way. They feel like they'd love to be yelling at Piers Morgan. And so they actually associate. There are people that actually associate and sympathize with that.
Yes,
with Alex Jones.
Yes.
And they think it's great that he's screaming at these people, not realizing that they're being used.
Completely being used, and they're basically painting a target on their head. And then, you know, this, if just following through with the theory, it seems like, and also now that Piers Morgan says, you know, we're going to have another shooting within the next few months, we all know it. Yes, it makes sense because you're building up this incredible tension, which was done specifically by Jones in this case, to build up tension and to make people crazy. Now, are there problems? Is there stuff I disagree with? Yeah, I mean, this is a problem to me.
If the president is going to act, there are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members.
I mean, of course this is a real problem. I'm against an executive order that would have some kind of foreboding arm issue in it. I mean, I got a problem with that, but you don't let yourself get used and get angry and go grab your guns and your sandwiches and go shoot people. I mean, this is crazy. In fact, you know what I'm really afraid of? This is what's going on. This is really scary.
Turn in a handgun in Seattle, you can pick up a $100 gift card for online shopping at Amazon.com.
I'm afraid of this stuff. People are going to go in droves. Like,
oh yeah, no, sales skyrocket if there's a threat of
No. You didn't hear it. This is gun buyback.
Oh, you mean, yeah, you buy a gun, you get a card.
No. This is if you hand your gun in, you get the
Amazon.
Oh,
I thought it was buy a gun, you get a card.
No, this is hand your gun in, you get an Amazon gift card.
What?
Yeah, this is in Seattle. I love
you. Well, you know, if people are that dumb, let them hand their guns in and get a gift card.
People are dumb. People are dumb.